Welcome to Copper Country Today, heard Sunday mornings at 7 o'clock on 97.7 The Wolf, 8 o'clock on 1400 AM, 99.3 FM, WCCY, and 9 o'clock on KBear 102.3. Our program is brought to you in part by the members of the Copper Country Education Association and by the Copper Country Veterinary Clinic, proud supporters of the Copper Country Humane Society and the Keweenaw Spay and Neuter Assistance Group. You can also listen to a podcast of our program by going to the Copper Country Today page at KeweenawReport.com. In the second segment, I will be speaking with Sam Lockwood from the Keweenaw Renewable Energy Coalition about their latest plan on how to decrease energy costs in the Copper Country. But in this segment, I am joined by Finlandia University President Philip Johnson. President Johnson, thank you so much for joining me today.
Nice to be with you, Sam. Thanks for the invitation.
No problem. How are things at Finlandia coming almost to the tail end of the...
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Flies by. We're coming up on Thanksgiving break, and we start classes about the third week of August. We have our orientation, and everything's in full swing by the end of that month. And so it goes by so quickly, the fall semester.
Finlandia is so unique in so many different aspects. But
I'm glad you say that.
I think I wouldn't be the only one who would say that. But it has that blend of students. I don't want you to put like a percentage, but in terms of local versus international students that come in, what is the student population look like?
Well, yeah, that's a very good question. Actually, this past fall, for example, we had about 16 or 17% of our students were non-Caucasian, so people of color. That's quite amazing for our small learning community at Finlandia. What's very important to us is that we are offering this to UP kids and families. So we still have 70% of our students who come from the UP or Lower Michigan. When we have visitors to our campus, Sam, people will go into the cafe, and that'll be one of their first comments to me is that they just didn't anticipate the diversity that they see on our small campus. So it's a mix. And, of course, what brings international students and what brings students from, the far reaches of the country is this blend of academics and athletics programs. So we're very proud of that. And diversity, inclusivity, multiculturalism, these things matter to us. So one of the things I like to talk about is our Finnish heritage. We're very proud of that. And what I want to see us do is be both rooted in that and yet relevant to a very diverse society. We want to be distinct and yet inclusive. And I think we do that quite well.
In terms of the location.
Yeah.
And trying to get students from places that probably have never seen snow, let alone this amount.
Yeah.
Does that have any effect on recruiting or bringing in new students?
We do our very best to orient them to this kind of climate, countercultural experience for them. We can kind of joke about it, and on the other hand, for us, in terms of retaining those students, it's really important. We're very careful when we have students from outside the region to do everything we can to allow them to acclimate in ways that really are meaningful for them. And I think it helps because we have this kind of critical mass of students that come to us from these warmer regions, and they kind of find each other at Finlandia, and it helps. It is a recruiting challenge for some of the programs more than others. Once they get to Finlandia, they want to stay. They find something there that even if this is a new culture. I mean, rural for those who come from urban centers, cold for those who come from warm regions. Those are adjustments and. We want it to be the right fit. So we're paying attention to those kinds of things.
Being that it's a private university, I wanted you to talk a little bit about the positives of that and some of the downsides.
Mm. Well, you know, for us, it's a, I guess you could begin, Sam, by talking about some of the financial distinctions. For state-run institutions, they receive direct subsidies from the state.
Mm-hmm.
Finlandia relies solely on tuition and solely on private donations and any other smaller auxiliary kind of revenues that we can generate. So the financial difference is significant. But, you know, the upside is, of course, that we have a particular commitment to this understanding, and of course state institutions do too, but privates historically have always valued deeply the idea of the well-rounded student,
mm-hmm.
and what we would call a kind of a holistic approach to higher education. And to be honest with you, I think the smaller guys do that best. And so those institutions that enroll, like Finlandia, we are on the very small end of those institutions. But those institutions that function with 500 to 3,500 students, that's a very special higher ed experience, and it's largely the privates that carry that out. And we think that, and in Michigan alone, the privates constitute a very important part of higher ed in Michigan. We're the only one in the UP. All of our colleagues and, peer institutions are downstate. But it's a very, very important part of Michigan's higher ed strategy. And so the one piece that is very important to us is called the Michigan Tuition Grant. And that's not a direct subsidy to us, but it is a direct financial aid fund for our students and families from Michigan.
Speaking of tuition, two really, really big tuition incentives were introduced. I guess I want us to, we'll get more into detail on both of those. I wanted to ask you, when did you decide that it was necessary to introduce these two and have these two incentives available to students?
Yeah, well, when we look at ways to remain affordable, this is one of the challenges, of course, to private higher ed, Sam, is that in the Upper Peninsula, there aren't any other private institutions.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are pricing strategies and models that privates use that publics don't use. So we have a sticker price, and that's the published price of tuition. And then we have what's called the discounted price. And all of our students receive discounts. And so that particular education is really important to us in the UP because families, when they see the sticker price, they will assume that that's what they end up having to pay. And so we work really hard to bring them into the financial aid office with Sandy Turnquist and say, no, in fact, that's not what you actually pay here. Let us show you what our discount rate is and our scholarships and other things. So in that context, when we are looking at ways to first attract students to Finlandia and then keep them at Finlandia, families today are very unsettled about the unpredictability of tuition increases from year to year.
Definitely.
And so Finlandia wants to do all it can to remove that unsettledness for parents and family members. So locking in tuition when you come in as a freshman and knowing that that's going to be the rate that you pay for tuition for 4 years, that means a lot to families. So that's a very important recruiting tool for us, and that's Finlandia 4. Finlandia Future is this wonderful idea and offer we make that if you stay with us seven consecutive semesters, the eighth one's on me. And so that for us is not only an affordability issue, but it's a strategy for us to keep students once we have them. So it's a retention strategy. So, the timing for us is, as all institutions like us, Sam, are trying to figure out ways to remain affordable in a day and age when costs continue to rise, Finlandia, the Board of Trustees, and my team, we believe that we want to incentivize, we want to motivate, we want to do everything we can to keep access at the top of our list at Finlandia, so that students and families, those who can thrive at Finlandia, I want them to be able to afford Finlandia, Sam. And so this is one of those places where we can do that.
You're listening to Copper Country Today, here with my guest, Finlandia President Philip Johnson. The big news a couple months ago was the establishment of the Division III football team. And there was always talk, when is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? And finally, we're coming up, I believe, fall of next year. They're going to be hitting the field. How big is that for Finlandia?
I'm glad you asked, Sam. Football is going to be one of nine new programs that we roll out over the next 7 years, all Division III. Football is very important in that it's the largest roster program, and so it has the potential to attract and provide that special opportunity for many more men from the UP and beyond to have that very meaningful, well-rounded kind of whole college experience. So we're very excited. Tim Driscoll, head coach Tim Driscoll, is doing a marvelous job together with his staff. They are working really, really hard to make sure that everybody in the UP knows that this program is up and running. And our inaugural football game is September 5th at McAfee Field against the Alma Scots. And we're just excited to be able to host that inaugural match. And we're looking forward to it very much. It's I just want to say as well, Sam, that football gets lots of attention because mm-hmm. it's a big program, mm-hmm. and we are very excited about all of that. And at the same time, we are very excited about the other programs that we're going to be rolling out. And we're just excited about our head coaching staff that is serving Finlandia today. They are the right kind of people, great people. And so I'm glad you ask. And you know, it's a strategy for us to build our enrollment. We need to build our enrollment, Sam, and we have a national brand, Division III, mm-hmm. NCAA Division III, on our campus, and I want to exploit that brand, and I believe we can. So this is a way for us to achieve our higher vision. It's not the vision, Sam. It's a vehicle mm-hmm. for us to achieve that vision, and that vision, of course, of Finlandia is ultimately to advance expansive learning that best prepares graduates for the 21st century workplace and world. That's our vision. And this is a vehicle that's going to help us achieve that.
Now, the question that everybody's been asking, and it's almost inevitable.
I'm hoping I can answer then.
the athletes that yes. are going to be coming in, housing. How is that going to work out?
Right. We still have capacity in our current res hall, so we're going to fill up that res hall. And we anticipate that most likely in the year academic year 16-17, after our first year, we are going to be extending the capacity on campus. And, Sam, it's really important to us because we want to build our residence population. And Division III athletics brings in traditional age students who will be living on our campus. And so that's the other advantage for us. So, yes, we will be increasing our residence hall capacity, and we're very excited about that.
Staying with the athletics subject, the Paavo Nurmi Center, $1 million being put into renovations, state-of-the-art 5,000-square-foot strength and fitness center. You get the aerobic studio, the revamped locker rooms with the varsity locker room space, and the sports medicine suite. I don't know. Have the last time maybe you've seen the construction with it? How's it looking so far?
It's looking great. We're very excited. You know, one of the hardest decisions I had to make, Sam, was when I suspended services in the pool at Finlandia, and my commitment to the Copper Country and to all the communities around here was that we felt we would be better stewards of that space when we were able to convert it to a fitness center that mm-hmm. had was able to accommodate all kinds of wellness activities, as well as absorb our growth in athletics programming. And so we are slated to complete that project, we believe, no later than mid-January. They are working day and night, actually. It's very encouraging to see, because there's a lot of demo that has to go down, and then it has to start coming up. And it's very exciting for us. This is going to serve all of Finlandia's campus, and it's going to serve all of the Copper Country. We're just very excited to bring in community members to use this facility. It's going to be great.
When students pass by, I mean, it's obviously it's only a rough. I'm just looking at it. You're not seeing exactly what it's supposed to look like. But when students pass by it, when faculty members pass by it, what is their reaction when they see? I mean, $1 million being put in. I mean, it's a lot of money.
It is, and it's reflective of Finlandia's commitment to wellness, and across campus. So we have faculty that use Pavo facilities all the time, and students across the campus that use it all the time. We want a lot more community members using it all the time. So this is really there's a lot of learning that goes on in a fitness center. There's a lot of great belonging that is built in fitness centers, and I think that for us, what we want this to be is really a gathering place. It's a gathering place around wellness and fitness and wholeness, and that's what excites me.
You're listening to Copper Country Today, here with my guest, Finlandia President Philip Johnson. The old Hancock Middle School, what is the status of it currently?
Yeah, well, we are right now, Sam, seeking funding to get that building online. I'm dissatisfied with my efforts to date on raising enough money to get it online. We've put in a lot of renovations inside. We've raised nearly $1 million for that building. A lot of that has gone into new code issues and compliance regulations on the inside of the building, a roof on top, and those kinds of things. So it's not very visible to the community, but we put a lot of investment in there, including the auditorium. It's my hope, Sam, that we're going to be able to acquire the funding we need to get that building online so we can start delivering programs sometime in the academic year of 15-16. And if we can't do that, then it's going to be 16-17. But this is so important to us, Sam. It's going to house the College of Health Sciences, which is, it houses, and that college, delivers these very, very significant programs for us, the physical therapist assistant program, the nursing program, medical assisting program, and a new medical billing and coding program that we just launched this fall. So it's very important to us. And I'm confident that we're going to find that funding in the short term. And people are going to see stuff going up and construction happening there in the next 12 months.
And obviously, this comes with that program with the Hancock High School. And how has that relationship been?
Relationship is, I think it's fantastic. This year, again, now I might be off a little bit on my numbers, Sam. From the Hancock Central High School graduating class, I believe that we enrolled 18 students. We continue to be encouraged by not only the quality, the caliber of the students that come to us, and they receive what's called the Hancock Award. These are great students for our student body, and they are being given an opportunity that few ever receive in terms of tuition remission and the cost of higher ed today, especially private higher education. So we are now, if I'm counting right, I think this is our sixth cohort, and this program was originally approved to run for 12 years. So I think that that means that either this year's seventh graders, or I should be careful there, Sam, because I'm not sure. But the program is not at this point in perpetuity. It has a life because we've made certain financial commitments to this. But this program, as I talk to families and I talk to students and I talk to community members, we basically built a K to 16 community with this agreement. And I got to say publicly how encouraged I am to work with the Hancock Public Schools, with Monica Healy and all of her leadership. It's just been tremendous for us. And so we're gonna run that all the way through, and in many ways, Sam, I think that we are giving students, for some students who felt a private higher education was out of reach, it is now theirs. And we're very proud of that. So we're going to keep that thing going, and it's going to run its commitment, and we'll see if perhaps later on, some years down the way, if there aren't new iterations of something similar, because it's really served well. It really has. So I'm glad you ask.
One of my favorite places to go in the Copper Country, and I don't want to speak on behalf of everybody else, but in terms of a place to go to see almost anything, is the Finnish American Heritage Center. In terms of being able to host so many different exhibits from all over the world, how big of an asset does it make the Finnish American Heritage Center to Finlandia?
The Heritage Center is critical for us. It symbolically for us, of course, it embodies our heritage. Universities and colleges, you know, Michigan Tech and Finlandia, we are here to promote and to support economic and cultural enrichment, right? The Heritage Center does that so well, so well. It's a landmark. So there's no doubt in my mind the Heritage Center is an important expression of Finlandia's commitment to serve the common good. You know, we don't hold, for example, we don't have a large educational component for our students in the Heritage Center. What we have are community enrichment classes.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and the university gallery is there, so our art and design students are in there continuously. So we have the archive. It's a nation-leading archive for Finnish-American materials culture. It's right here. So in terms of, you know, national research, international researchers coming, it's phenomenal what goes on there. Jim Curdy, the director, and his staff do marvelous things. So in terms of the programming, in terms of the archive, in terms of the theater, you know, we got the best dance floor now around. Well, let's just say it. It's the best dance floor around. People love to go inside our theater at the Heritage Center. So thank you for... I'm glad it's one of your favorite places.
It's one of my favorite places, and I think it's a lot of other people's places. And it seems to be a good place. There's been a lot of seminars, too, and a lot of community outreach. I know the KREC held one of theirs. It's been a place where if people want to reach out to the community, they make that call to the Finnish American Heritage Center.
It's a great place. KEDA has its meetings there regularly. All kinds of municipal and county and you know, private organizations. It's a wonderful venue, and a lot of that is because we made these significant upgrades before FinFest 2013 a summer ago. And so we have the service kitchen in there now, and it's much more versatile than it ever was. So we welcome inquiries, and we welcome requests for using the Heritage Center. It's we're very proud.
President Johnson, what would you like to see? I mean, whether it's long term, short term, what would you like to see in terms of the future of Finlandia?
Well, thank you. You know, we are just now going to be releasing what's called Plan 2021, Sam. And it's been a document that we've been developing for the last couple of years. And it prepares us for Finlandia's 125th birthday in 2021. And so it's roughly a seven-year plan. And in that plan, we have laid out some signature elements for us. And they include enrollment growth. We have to grow our enrollment, Sam. But more than that, it has to do with the academic product that we are offering. And so when we talk about expansive learning, we have particular commitments that we've made. So Finlandia becomes that place where students, where men and women, have this holistic experience in higher education. And so we are going to be looking at enrollment growth. We're looking at campus growth. We are looking at the kinds of academic programming that kind of allows us to grow vertically. That means programs beyond the bachelor's level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in the plan as well. So Finlandia, by the time we get to 2021, Sam, I want Finlandia to have a larger footprint in the Copper Country and in the UP and in the Northern Great Lakes region for its academic product. It's just an amazing place. When you consider, Sam, that for an enrollment of 500 to 600 students, we have a business incubator that hosts 30 small businesses. We have a Finnish American Heritage Center that boasts the largest Finnish American archive in the nation. You have an institution that is anchored in the humanities and the liberal arts, and you have pre-professional programs, and you have art and design, and you have business. It's really a fantastic place, and I think it's an incredible asset for the Copper Country.
All right, well, that'll wrap up this segment of Copper Country Today. President Johnson, thank you so much for joining me today on today's program.
You're very welcome, Sam. Thanks for the invite.
Our program is brought to you in part by the members of the Copper Country Education Association and by the Copper Country Veterinary Clinic, proud supporters of the Copper Country Humane Society and the Keweenaw Spay and Neuter Assistance Group. You can also listen to a podcast of our program by going to the Copper Country Today page at KeweenawReport.com. We'll be right back with more of Copper Country Today.